Welcome back to Don't Look Under the Bed. And for those of you joining us for the first time, welcome in. We hope that you will subscribe, share, and review the show. What started out as Dry January has morphed into a sober movement where people are abstaining from drinking alcohol due to a number of reasons. Perhaps you overindulged during the pandemic. Maybe you just want better physical and mental health. And how about you're just tired of being hungover? According to a Forbes article, the sober movement is driven by millennials and Gen Z, who are not big on drinking. Sober bars offer a non-alcoholic option for those who want to participate in the ritual of socializing and celebrating while enjoying a sexy, non-alcoholic craft cocktail or non-alcoholic glass of wine. Our guest this week is Sydney Eason of Eason Branding, a hospitality consulting firm specializing in hospitality marketing and branding. We discuss the emerging sober movement, the options available, and how restaurants and hotels can build out their non-alcoholic programs. Enjoy the show. Sydney Eason, welcome to Don't Look Under the Bed.
Thank you.
I am so happy to have you here with us today. We're going to talk about the sober bar culture and the non-alcoholic beverages. And first, we're going to start with your hospitality journey. Tell me a little bit about that.
All righty. Well, I majored in PR and graphic design in college. Worked in a few PR firms, then went to digital, fell in love with hospitality, realized PR wasn't my totally favorite thing. Writing is just not my strong suit. You know, we got to own what we're good at and what we're not. But I loved social. I loved being involved. I loved going on hotel visits, and I loved building brand stories. So when I did that about a few years ago, I launched a company with my partner, also my mom, Janet Eason. And we do a lot of branding, marketing for a bunch of hotel brands, restaurants, experiences, really anything that gives you a good time in life is what we will specialize in. So that is where we're at now. And then I like to moonlight, stay in my roots a little bit, and I manage a restaurant. So that's a good time, and work at a sober bar. So I like to constantly know what's going on in hospitality and how people act.
That's awesome. So tell me, what is a sober bar?
All righty. Well, I got the lovely opportunity to work at the first sober bar ever in New York City called Hecate. There's now a few more opening up. There's a lot of pop-ups, but we're still really the one that focuses. And what it is there's literally no alcohol in the whole entire place. We have a million different kinds of non-alcoholic liquors, non-alcoholic beer, non-alcoholic wine. We have different products that are made with these things called adaptogens that help you relax, will alter your mood in different ways, but none of it is with alcohol. It's all through the health and wellness journey. And it really just makes people feel safe. So when people come in there, they don't have to worry about by accidentally getting a sip of alcohol, someone mixing up the cups and giving them alcohol, or dealing with those drunk people. You know, we've all been in the bar at 2 a.m. when you have an annoying drunk guy who won't leave you alone. So you don't deal with any of that there. So it's a safe place for like-minded people to come. And it's really just created an environment where if you're sober, even if you're not sober, maybe you're just not drinking for a week or two, or maybe you got a big meeting the next day, but you still want to go out and grab a few drinks with friends, we're the place for you.
That's terrific. So can it still be called liquor if there's no alcohol in it?
As long as you're calling it non-alcoholic liquor, I don't understand it totally, but okay. Yes, because a lot of them are made as liquor and then they go through the de-alcohol process. So then all the alcohol is removed. So it starts as a liquor, all the alcohol is removed, and I don't know how they do it. I swear they're magicians. Some of it tastes exactly like the real stuff.
That is so interesting. So what's the demographic for this particular place? And do you find that it's a trend that's kind of hot right now, or tell me what you think?
I think COVID changed the game completely. I think people during COVID got bored. They didn't know what was coming next. They got scared, and everyone was drinking. I know for me personally, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I thought it was acceptable to start drinking wine, winding down, you know. And people became aware once COVID was over, or, you know, once everything started opening back up and we could go out, how much they were drinking. And so a lot of people then had to start going back into the office. They started having to go back into meetings and completely cut down on that lifestyle. And it's hard to go from drinking every single day to you can't do that. So people started saying, I still need that ritual of coming home and having a glass of wine, or I still need that, but we need the non-alcoholic options. So I think what's interesting is these sober bars are not just for people who are alcoholics or want to get sober. An interesting fact is 78% of people who are consuming this non-alcoholic product still consume alcohol. They're just consuming it far less. And so I think that this is, in the beginning, it was a trend, but now I think it's something that's here to stay. Gen Z, they don't really have an interest in drinking as much. The amount of, you know, I work in a regular bar as well, and I really don't see that demographic of like the 21 to 25 year olds in there as much. So I think Gen Z, you know, they kind of led this way. And I think you have a lot of people now who, now that they see that there are other options, they're jumping right at it.
So with this new culture, the non-alcoholic culture, is it something that we can embrace at our family gatherings? You always have that uncle that you're like, oh Lord, is he going to come and
Make the whole
get
house awkward.
wasted and do what he did last year? I mean, how
Yeah,
can we
you're right.
incorporate this into our family gatherings? We've got the cookouts and the barbecues this summer. We've got Thanksgiving coming up. And so how do we incorporate this whole it's kind of a new mindset, right?
It's a
Also.
totally new mindset. And I think what's interesting is I think that people aren't aware of how many offerings there are. Like, if you look at it, I mean, Coors Light even makes a Coors Light Zero. You have Heineken making Heineken Zero. You have a bunch of cool new, if you're into craft beer, you have a bunch of cool new craft breweries. If for, you know, the people who drink the three bottles of wine and gossip in the corner and you're like, oh gosh, here we go again. We're going to offend the whole family at some point. You know, there's the non-alcoholic wine, there's the non-alcoholic liquor. And I think it's just making people aware, having those options around, because sometimes, you know, at the end of the night, you know, you might have someone who has two glasses of wine and then they're like, you know, I'm good, but they feel like they need to keep drinking because that's what everybody else around them is doing. But if they have non-alcoholic wine, they can pour, keep on drinking, none of the effects. Some people, it's just the act of having something in their hand that they need. It's not that they want to get as drunk as they get. Most people are not on a mission to go and get hammered and cause a scene at a holiday dinner. I mean, you always have those people who, you know, you're like, our family could be a sitcom. And I think everyone thinks that, but you're not, that's not the goal of your family holiday function, to get blackout drunk. It just unfortunately happens for a lot of people. So I think having these options, making people aware, and, you know, playing around with these cocktails at home, showing people, you know, Heineken Zero tastes like Heineken. It's not like you're sacrificing flavor. You feel like you're drinking a beer, even though you're not. And I think that's the thing. A lot of people are like, you know, what's the point of alcohol if there's no alcohol in it? And it's just changing that mindset.
I love that. And you mentioned a ritual. I mean, we have
Yes.
a ritual when when we turn 21, we get to
Exactly.
have our first alcoholic beverage. Birthday parties, if you get a promotion, all these
You name it, any
special occasions.
excuse or
Yes,
reason to
the
drink, you know,
ritual is,
Swag Day.
is getting together and having a drink. Let's get together after work. you know? And so, and then you have that one person at work that's like, they can't participate because of X, you know, because there's alcohol involved, but now there's this other option.
Yeah. And I mean, and what's amazing is, you know, people diving in on this, even if you look into like the hospitality industry, you look into hotels, you look into restaurants, you have a huge chance for revenue here and a huge chance to really dive in and say, we're involved in this. We're trying to get involved in this wellness and be inclusive, because not drinking is no longer about your alcoholic uncle who's 50, who can't have a beer, or your pregnant grand, like your pregnant friend who, you know, can't drink anymore. It's no longer only about that. Now it's, you know, the people who have a huge business meeting in the morning, but they don't want to miss out on going and celebrating a promotion or, you know, a big birthday party, but they want to still be able to have that toast, but they can't, you know, there's nothing worse than trying to go to work the next day hungover. That's for sure. Especially when there's things at stake. So it's, you know, it's a huge chance for people who haven't thought about getting involved in this movement to really dive in. Because I know when I stopped drinking, I got so tired of, here's a seltzer with a spritz of cranberry. And like, you drink those, you drink them, and you're tired of it. Mm-hmm. So when I go to a place and I see, hey, here's, even if it's two mocktails, even if it's only a choice of two, and they're not just orange juice with seltzer water put on the top, you feel included. You feel like I'm heard, and I can have a cocktail and a wine glass. And also, you know, some people don't want to make a public service announcement, I'm not drinking anymore. So, but if they have a wine glass, non-alcoholic wine, people kind of leave you alone. They don't ask. There's not that question of like, why aren't you drinking? Are you pregnant? Like, you know, because that's always the first question when you're a female and you're not drinking at a work event.
Yep. You're absolutely right. So what's your message to hotels? I mean, are you, I know you're a huge advocate for this whole movement. So what's your message for the hospitality industry, for, you know, for hotels that may want to dip their toe in this space? I know there are some that offer maybe like a mocktail on request, you know, but it's not something that's on the menu all the time, you know, other than like lemonade or sweet tea.
Exactly. So I was actually having this conversation with my mom earlier. It needs to be on the menu, because the thing is, even I, sometimes if I go out to a restaurant and it's not on the menu, I don't have the energy to ask. I don't want you sitting there going through a whole explanation of, you know, everything. Not everyone is educated. You have it on the menu. It's a few options, and you really open up the doors for people. If you're a little hesitant of, is this program going to work or not? All of these new brands are happy to send you samples, happy to come in and do promotions, happy to kind of even come in and teach you and do a mocktail class and teach you how to use their products. So dive in on this, learn from the brands. You have a bunch of really cool brands out there. Shout out to the females. I mean, they're leading this industry. There are so many female-founded non-alcoholic brands out there that it's just amazing. And just dive in. And even if you don't make a mocktail menu that's 25 mocktails, that's not what anyone's asking. Just have a few on the menu that aren't just, we threw some seltzer water and cranberry juice, because that's not a mocktail. That's whatever you found at your bar.
If I get one more glass of ginger ale.
Exactly. Like, that's
with
not
a splash of grenadine in it.
And you're like, I'm good. Like, I'm not five. I don't want Shirley Temples. Like, I love a good Shirley Temple, but like, it looks real awkward when you're out at a bar or a business function and you're drinking a Shirley Temple and people are going to cheers and you're like, this just isn't comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So tell us where we can find you at Eason Branding.
All right. You can go on Instagram and it's just Eason Branding, the handle there. If you want to follow me, it is on Instagram. It's at Eason, E-A-S-O-N, and Sydney, S-Y-D-N-E-Y. You can go to EasonBranding.com. And I am happy to talk about this. I'm happy to, you know, give you guidance. I've tried over 200 non-alcoholic brands. I know which ones are good. I know which ones have a lot of work to do. Happy to make the introductions to people and really just get you started, teach you how to make some of these mocktails. And that's the thing. If you're not sure how to do the mocktails, if you're not into it, reach out to people who are into that space. We're happy to consult with you. We're happy to make a mocktail menu for you. We're happy to reach out to the reps and do all of that work for you. And then all you literally have to do is train your bartender how to make the mocktails that we've already created for you. And we can order the product and create all of the relationships for you. So there's a bunch of consultants like myself who are happy to do that as well.
That's awesome. So for those of us that are at home bartenders, are these items readily available in our local liquor store? What do you
So a
suggest?
lot of liquor stores have it. A lot of the non-alcoholic beer you'll find everywhere. A lot of these places, if you just Google literally non-alcoholic, they will ship to your house right away.
Oh, okay.
Really cheap shipping prices. The one benefit is since it's non-alcoholic, it can ship nationwide. There's no rule on you can't ship alcohol, that you can't ship alcohol wherever you want, but you can ship this non-alcoholic. So if you fall in love with one product, all the time you can go online and order it if you can't find it in the stores, but most liquor stores are now at least having a few options, which is great. If you're in bigger cities like New York City, we have five stores that are just dedicated to non-alcoholic alcohol.
Wow.
So those are like Spirited Away is an amazing liquor store. I can't thank them enough for opening up over here. Boisson in New York. They're just, it's aisles on aisles of non-alcoholic liquor. It can get you in trouble. It can cost you a pretty penny because you
Yeah.
want to buy everything.
You want to
But
try everything. Yeah.
exactly, because you're like, this exists, but everything is online. So, if you can't find it in your stores, you can always find it online. And there's a lot of great wine out there, and they're happy to ship. So.
That is terrific. Any final thoughts for us? Anything I did not ask that you want to share with everyone?
I think I just want people to know that this isn't a trend. It's something that you really should invest in because it's not going anywhere. People are drinking less and less. And if you don't hop on board, sooner or later, you're going to be left behind because people need these options and they're craving them and they're wanting them and they're asking for them more and more. In the regular bar I work at, Joanne Trattoria in the Upper West Side, I have more and more people coming in and saying, we love that you have mocktails. We went to six bars before this. They don't have them. It's very frustrating. We wanted to go out and cheers our pregnant friend. And
Yeah.
you have the non-alcoholic sparkling wine. So we can actually do that. And she can be a part of it. And it's not all of us just cheersing and pouring her a ginger ale in a wine glass, because that's not fun. Like,
Yeah.
just because you put ginger ale in a wine glass does not make it a cocktail, too. People think it does. It does not. Like putting seltzer water in my wine glass is not a cocktail.
Right.
So I think it's just, hop on board and ask questions and like don't be scared to just try it out.
Well, I'm going to do just a little survey, a little due diligence over the weekend just to see how many, restaurants and hotels have, these offerings, something other
Exactly.
than the ginger ale with the splash of grenadine.
Exactly. Like, I love the restaurants that write non-alcoholic options, and it's like Pepsi and Coke. I'm like, that's not non-alcoholic. That is soda that has been around since restaurants opened. Like, let's not try to say you have a non-alcoholic menu if it's whatever's pushing on the soda gun. That's not
We want a
non-alcoholic.
mocktail. Yeah.
Exactly.
I
Like, right
love
when
it.
you walk in my restaurant in the Upper West Side, there's a sign that says, "Make me a mocktail." And it's like, just so everyone knows, we have mocktails at all times. And Hecate in the East Village, it's dry January. I've never seen a busier bar in my life. And I thought when I worked there, it was going to be kind of slow. It comes to a sober bar. It is more packed than other bars I go to on a weekly
Wow.
basis, just because people want a safe space to be around non-drinkers, and especially when you're in those environments and you can talk to people, and the whole conversation isn't about people telling their drunken war stories. And oh my God, last night I got so hammered and now I'm hungover. People have real conversations about real things. And I think it cultivates a community of people who feel safe together.
I love it. Thank you so much, Sydney. You're
Of course.
awesome. I appreciate
Thank
all of
you.
your knowledge, and I will add all the information in the show notes so that people can find you, they can find the bars, and
Of
they can
course.
find the non-alcoholic alcohol.
Yes. And feel free to reach out to me if you have any other questions.
Absolutely, will do.
Of course.
Thank you for listening to Don't Look Under the Bed. We appreciate your support of the show. Please subscribe, share, and leave a review. Thank you.